Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it is Thursday, January 26, 2012.
Jeffrey, we are getting ready to head to Indianapolis. This is episode 7.55, the Getting Ready to Head to Indianapolis show.
Duh.
Are you sure it's not the Pro Bowl preview show?
Pretty certain it's not.
Okay. Well,
and don't force the issue either.
I'm not forcing anything.
Do not. You've been warned.
So
duly warned.
Talking about the Pro Bowl. Anyways, oh. We just finished recording our final 49ers show of the season.
Yeah.
It was
such a sad thing to say goodbye to that.
It was.
We've done a nice job.
It was
the work
a magical season.
Steven doesn't say magical.
I just said it for you.
You did.
It was a magical season where we didn't
was.
Come on. At the beginning of the season, did you anticipate that?
Steven, we selected the 49ers as a test model for a team that does not trend well and isn't exceedingly successful. So the absolute answer, honestly, is we expected them to do poorly.
Yes.
And they surprised the heck out of us and gave us a great, fun run.
It was a lot of fun. But anyways, Jeffrey, we'll talk about some NFL news. We'll talk about some new coaching hires, and we'll talk about what I'm going to do in Indianapolis to embarrass you.
What?
Double bang.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Why would you embarrass me at the Super Bowl, especially being that I am the holder of the trump card of all trump cards, the punishment for this year?
Yeah, but that's not coming. The punishment for this
year. Does it come till July?
Yeah.
Yeah? Wait. So why would you antagonize who is about to punish you?
Oh, I see.
This is all I'm wondering.
Don't embarrass you because you will embarrass me even further.
Pretty much. That should be a given. That should be obvious to anyone who's a thinking person.
Speaking of that punishment,
yeah,
I don't want to puke. So
what if you
can it involve something where I do not
you
like
you keep
to puke.
Putting what restrictions did I put on you?
None, but you
no,
knew
no.
What
how
was,
many? How
you
many?
Knew,
you almost
you
said
knew,
it out loud.
You knew
how many restrictions did I put on
you? Did
you
or did you not know what I was going to do before? I mean, the season. I think you knew for like 3 years. What I was going to do if you lost.
Did you know how all in I would go with it?
No, I didn't.
Did it surprise you how all in I went?
Yeah.
That I actually helped produce the piece and make sure it was as funny as it could be by making as complete an ass of myself as I could? Did you anticipate that?
You were a good sport.
Yeah.
You were a good sport.
Okay.
I give you
and
that.
And so there's no limitations on
I
you.
I will be
I
a,
was
good
a good
sport.
Sport.
I just do not like to
as
puke.
As long as it's not spiders, as long as I'm not going to puke, as long as it's not. And that list keeps getting longer. That's my concern here, Steven.
Well, keep going. I mean, if that list is, you just read the list.
That's how good politicians. I've been watching debates, bro. You make it sound like there's more than there actually
right.
is. You list the real things, and then you say, and all those others.
Yeah.
And the fact is there aren't any others, but it you make it sound, you
okay.
infer it.
Well, I just want to let everyone know that there are no
But notice how honest
others.
I am. When I ask you to say what restrictions I made, you just kind of nothing, but I do it. So you use the other
but
tactic,
said,
which was to mumble it.
And
both
but
are
I
good
said
tactics.
The truth.
Both are good tactics.
I said the truth. I spoke the truth.
You did. You just
truth.
Mumbled it. You know, the Bible asks us to speak the truth in love.
Yes.
Do you love me?
I love you very much.
Well,
I don't
you
think
go.
You then, know then, how much I love you.
You don't think I know?
Not how much.
Now we're going to get into some serious business. Serious business.
Yes.
Do I know?
Oh, my God. This is an Ellis thing. Folks, for the record, do not ever question the Ellis love.
What does that mean? I this is clearly something about my sister. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You and it certainly is my mom because every time I call, it's like, well,
do
you'll,
you
you'll,
love
you'll,
me?
No, you'll probably never call again, so I should say goodbye. Like, what makes you – when have I not called you once a week since I went away to college? Which, by the way, was like 30 freaking years ago. When have I not called you once a week?
I don't know,
but you're probably not gone anymore. Like, okay, Mom, will you call me on my birthday like you did last year at the Super Bowl? Like, well, Mom,
did we not call
did I
you
call you on your birthday?
Bowl last year?
Do you know how big a deal it is taking time to call somebody from the Super Bowl? It's a really big deal.
We called them together.
We did.
We were driving in unsavory conditions.
Unsavory? Yes. There's no taste involved with three-inch thick ice.
There's taste in snow. Have you ever had snow?
There was no snow. It was just ice, Steven.
Well, there was some snow.
We were wishing for snow so that we could get traction.
Trust me. The one morning where we... I don't think I ever told you.
I don't think I ever told you.
We each had our fall.
Oh, we each had one major fall on our...
I had a second one. Which
oh,
I never
no,
shared.
You never told me about that.
I went out the day I forgot.
House?
Yeah, at David's house.
Me too. That was where
the
my fault
day
was.
I
that
forgot.
Driveway. Imagine, folks, a 30-degree incline on a driveway that's 3 inches thick with ice. You are going to fall.
Well, here's the thing. I had false security because it snowed, and it was still snowing when I walked out there.
Well, there,
so there was like another
little bit of security.
There was another, like, 3 inches above the 3 inches of ice.
Oh, so there's 3 inches of snow on top of the 3 inches of ice.
Yes.
And you stood too long.
Exactly.
And the ice and the snow melted.
And the snow melted, and I
got
to the
ice.
And I went to move. And literally, it was a cartoon. Pulled the rug off underneath Steven. Legs went up over my head, flat on my back. How I shook that off and came back into the house to get my things for us to go to the radio row. I don't know how he did that. But Jeffrey, that's the day I forgot, and I blame that fall on forgetting
my media credential
for that day.
Well, you know what I forgot? I just forgot. I just forgot.
I just forgot.
What's up, James?
James is in the house,
the
people.
Quick 411, James.
So anyways, people, not a lot.
We got to give James what to do. We got to just real quickly.
No, James knows what to do. You got fixed.
I don't think I've put either of the audios up. To be perfectly honest,
you got the fix.
You got
49er show. We'll talk to you a bit. Just start importing stuff.
But I got to give him the audio.
Well, give him the audio.
I will.
By the way, there's not a lot of NFL news going
on.
No, people.
By the way, this show's going to be short for no other reason.
And it is
going to
really
be
busy. Short. But let's do some housekeeping first.
Okay.
First, if you haven't seen our Super Bowl 46 trailer, go out and watch it. It's funny.
600 people have watched it, and we want to know why you haven't.
We do want to know why you haven't. And for those of you who have watched, go out and watch it again and then forward it to some of your friends.
And then put comments.
Comments on
like it.
It
and, I don't know, have your local news station
run
it.
We want that
it.
One to run to have a little bit of traction
we
as
need
we head
numbers.
To the Super Bowl. Okay,
numbers.
So let's get some traction on it. Help us with that, please. Two, we still are going to be doing a lot of stuff that we're going to be putting on Twitter and Facebook. And if you haven't joined us yet, come
done.
Out and do that. Because our marketing people we've had meetings.
We have.
And we will not be podcasting from the Super Bowl.
It's not that we're threatening y'all. We're just putting you on notice, which
yeah.
is totally different than a threat.
We'll still
right?
do. We'll still do similar to what we did last year with the Super Bowl, where the audio from the interviews that we have with celebrities or players, we'll put that audio up.
Oh, and
but
not,
images,
not dropping names here or anything,
yeah.
but we have lined up at least one Hall of Fame football player.
Yes.
We have lined up multiple Pro Bowler.
That's
yes. not, not name dropping or anything.
No,
no. I'm just saying that this is the kind
are,
of people
we
we've
are,
already
we've
got
already
booked.
Lined
already
up.
Got booked,
yes.
and we haven't even gotten there yet.
Not to mention hot sport anchors.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. These are people, and again, you don't book things till you get there, and these are things we've already booked.
Yes.
So.
Already booked. It's going to be some good stuff. Gonna
is
be
it
some
safe
good
to
pictures.
Say that the real fake Bill Belichick will make an appearance?
The real fake Bill Belichick
will
certainly make an appearance.
We're going to have to buy him an all-blue hoodie.
He made an appearance on today's 5-Minute Football Fix.
He did, but he was only wearing a gray and blue hoodie. He needs
yes.
an all-blue. He probably needs a new
Patriots
hoodie.
Speaking of hoodies, the real Bill Belichick.
Oh, wait, the one that I don't do?
Yes, the one that you
don't
do.
I don't care about that guy.
But this is the real guy, the
oh,
one that actually
the one we're
coaches.
We're actually going
to
see
an yes. Indy. He has said that he will not wear the red hoodie that he wore at last Super Bowl against the Giants.
He lost.
That's why.
It's bad luck.
But he had never worn a red one.
You know what's so funny? When I see him in the red hoodie,
yeah.
I go, that's Super Bowl 42.
He lost.
Yeah. That's Super Bowl 42.
It's the only time
Super Bowl 42. Super Bowl 42.
Only time
and can I, and can I share with the people? I haven't shared in at least a year.
Yes.
Jeff's secret on how to know what Super Bowl number it is.
Yes.
It's how old I am.
All right, well, that's cool, but not a lot of people know how old you are.
But if they know the Super Bowl number, then they know how old I am.
Well, there you go.
And once they start to keep a track
it's
of how
Super
old
Bowl
I am.
Super Bowl 46.
There you go. Got holes. Yeah, 46. It's so cool the there way that go. They do that. And I'm so grateful because otherwise I wouldn't know. So when I go back in my memory banks, it's like Super Bowl 30. Okay, I was 30. Where was I? Where did I see the game when I was 30? Yeah. It's so much fun. It's way easier.
It is.
Very convenient. Thank you to the NFL and NFLPA.
That's very nice of them to do that for you.
Notice how I thank the Players Association also? Slid that in there?
Yes.
In the NFL news, Roger Goodell has been given an extension on his existing contract.
He will be the commissioner of the National
March
Football League.
2019.
2019, which is the end of the 2018 season.
Correct.
Yes.
So that was a little confusing when I first read it. It was like through 2018.
You have to say the end of the 2018
season.
That's
why I gave a date. So that's what's going on there. Lots of good things going on. So congratulations to the commish.
I just got a text.
Yes.
From
we're working
someone.
It, people. We got a text from someone that he can't mention
right
now.
I can't
now,
mention
but
right
the content
now.
Says what?
But the content says, haha, very nice vid. Very nice vid. Hope to see you in Indy.
Oh, was that man with the network?
That is a man with the network.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, I know who that is.
So there you go.
And why can't we say his name?
I don't know if he's. I don't know.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, no, but it's been very.
Our relationship has been off and on, but it has never been anything but good.
I'm not saying that it's not good. The last time I spoke with him, there was a sense that there was some tension because he is NFL Network and he has been joining us.
So he's gotten pushback
already know.
About Rich Eisen.
and that
he's gotten pushback from New York?
He's getting
he needs to talk to some of the people in London.
Yeah, apparently there's we haven't gone through proper channels to get him on.
Oh.
And so
well, we actually should follow the proper
channels. Yes, and so those
and
channels.
And we acknowledge that.
Yes, and so we'll start
actually know the proper channels. It's just
yes,
a lot
but
easier
the proper
to,
channels take too long and they don't get back to me sometimes.
Exactly.
I don't
the
like
the reason
that
we skip the proper channels and just go direct.
Channels.
So Rich is going to be there and that'll be a blast. We don't have any confirmation that Rich is going to take time
to be on
our show.
No.
But no, those kinds of same kinds of people as last year, celebrities, supermodels, athletes, it'll be a blast.
Yes, yes.
And that's only to reiterate that's only going to be available through the social media.
Yes.
Just want to be very clear about that. So you need to be on Facebook and Twitter and or.
And if you liked Nick Lowry's Monty Python sketch that he did
Nick
last
Lowry
year,
was brilliant.
He might possibly come on and do it again this year.
Nick, you get him started on Monty Python and you can't shut him off.
It was awesome.
And we will be continuing our tradition of having professionals and celebrities and things try and kick finger footballs. And we've now officially designated that wide to the left is a Cundiff.
Yes.
And wide right is a Norwood.
Yes.
And we're going to actually have it posted on the goalpost so that you know if you've done a Norwood or a Cundiff.
Which, James, we need a sort of stand where we're going to have our field goal post.
We don't want to advertise FedEx for free next year.
And on that stand, we're going to put the field goal post. And there's going to be right here, it's going to say Cundiff Zone on the left side. And on the right side, it's going to say Norwood Zone.
How about you've gone Cundiff, you've gone Norwood?
Okay.
I like that a little better.
I like zones. I like the zone. This is the Cundiff Zone.
Okay.
This is the Norwood Zone.
Okay, I lose.
So that's where the James, what do you like? The zone or you've gone Cundiff?
You're just because I can't see you. Steven has a huge strategic advantage.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, gosh. It's a good day to be alive.
So, yeah, it is. It's a lovely day here in L.A., and we're getting our stuff together. So we're going to keep
Dante
this short today.
Dante Whitner,
however,
San Francisco 49er, Dante Whitner. I have to share this tweet. Money can't buy you love because it's overpriced.
Wow.
I'm like, what? Like, what kind of love you trying? Are you Beverly Hills? Are you rolling up to some Beverly Hills call girls or something?
What I'm wondering.
What kind of love you trying to buy, Dante?
Just a good old boy.
Oh.
Never meaning no harm. And maybe He's all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
And it's certainly my hope that he's never in trouble again. However, Brent Celek is unhurt in an auto accident that involved alcohol.
Yes.
He was the passenger, and it was his 27th birthday. And, Steven, guess what time it was?
I'd say 2:30.
2:30 in the morning, we have a winner! Ding, 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 ding.
It really was 2:30 in the morning.
He was the passenger in a car being driven by someone that was intoxicated. But I do want to give a hat tip to Brent Celek because he handled it properly.
Uh-huh.
In his statement, he says, I did not know that the person driving the car was over the legal limit, but that's not an excuse. I put my life in danger and was in a vehicle that put other people's lives in danger, and that's just not the way I operate. It will not happen again. I love this. I love this statement. This is, and even if he had help by the PR staff of the Eagles, I don't care, because that's the way, friends, you handle problems. Take responsibility for your actions. You don't have to take more responsibility than you need to, but take responsibility. I put people in danger because of my bad choices. I didn't break the law, but it doesn't matter. I made bad choices. And so hats off to Brent, but dumb on, you know,
still
do your birthday a little better.
You should
do
not.
Do your birthday a little better.
Be jumping into a vehicle.
Well, you know, sometimes you're so drunk, you don't know who's driving the car even.
You
and, you know, to his credit, he didn't even try and drive the car. But you do need to be sober enough to know who's driving your car.
You do need to be able to give the keys to someone who is sober.
Trustworthy. Now, let's get through the coaching carousel, which just kind of annoys me right now. But I am still beside myself. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I cut it off because I know you hate the song.
I do.
Greg Schiano, congratulations. You're now coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and inherit a really wonderful group of guys and a great GM, Mark Domenech. And I don't think you have a clue of what to do in the NFL. So congratulations.
Rutgers head coach heading to Tampa Bay. You know what?
Rutgers is in New York, I think.
We talked. I don't care where it is. It's Rutgers.
we argued on the fix about where Rutgers was.
We talked.
I realized I think it's in New York.
About this team, if they were getting rid of Raheem Morris, which I think was a mistake, by the way.
I do too. But you know what? In Mark Domenech's defense for firing him, Mark Domenech, the general manager, a 10-game losing streak is unacceptable.
Bad.
No, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
However, it wasn't like
– context is kind of relevant.
Yeah, it wasn't like you lost your number one and your number two running backs for a good
stretch.
Oh,
and your number one fullback.
Yeah.
So basically, how could you move the ball forward on the ground? You can't.
Your quarterback suffered an injury, and he missed a significant amount of time.
And he kept playing after being hurt.
Yes. And wouldn't it quite admit that the injury was kind of affecting his play?
So, but we know that your guys quit on you.
Your defense kind of, you know, went south. Guys quitting on them? I don't know. They were in games late in the season. They weren't, like, getting blown out every week.
No, they weren't getting blown out every week. But
so,
they were a shell of what they should have been and what we had seen them to be.
So, anyways, regardless, they got Raw gone. So, don't you make a huge change from the philosophy of the young Raheem Morris?
Well, it all depends if my money is invested in European football or American football. Yes, I'm throwing
again,
the Blazers under the bus.
Once again, Jeff plays the economics card.
Yeah.
Money spent on
Manchester
United or money spent on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
One team is extraordinarily successful, makes me money hand over fist. The other club loses me money, and so I'm a little mad at them, because even when we had a good season the year before, when we went 10-6, we weren't selling out the field there. What do they call the Buccaneers field? I don't remember. Anyways,
the Buccaneers field.
No, it has a name, Tropicana Field, and that's the baseball.
Raymond James Stadium.
There you go.
Yes.
In the greater Tampa area. So yeah, he's mad because people aren't showing up to support this team, so he's going cheap, and he went to the collegiate levels. But look. There's Mr. Glazer. You could have gone cheap still and gotten yourself someone.
An experienced veteran.
A veteran head coach. I don't know if Schottenheimer would have worked for cheap, but I'm pretty sure that old Packers head coach, Mike Sherman. I think he would have worked inexpensively.
Here's something. Look,
he probably could have brought Perry Fuel back to work inexpensively from the Giants.
The reason why sometimes college coaches don't translate into the National Football League.
Because the game's very different?
Not just that. Okay. Yes, it's very different. But there is a different community at the collegiate level for coaches.
Well, A, there is community at the collegiate level.
Than there is in the National Football League.
The fraternity of NFL head coaches is very isolated.
It is, but what I'm talking about, is a head coach right now, he has a tree. You know, everybody's heard of the Bill Belichick tree and the Walsh tree and the
Can I share a new tree with you?
Yes.
This came up yesterday on
Show
NFL
me the
Network.
New tree.
Terrell Suggs tree.
Interesting.
Ravens defensive coordinators that have gone on to become pretty successful in the NFL that have coached I think that's an awesome
coach
T Sizzle. Terrell Suggs. So he's creating his own tree by just being a great player.
So there's a tree.
Right.
Walsh. At the collegiate level. And you can't necessarily bring that tree with you to the NFL level. Now,
well, in this
Harbaugh
case,
has
damn well
done
better
it.
Not.
Harbaugh's done it in San Francisco, but he's the exception.
But he piecemealed.
He's
he
the
still
exception
brought
to
one
the
of the best special teams coaches in the history
from
of the
somewhere
game.
Else.
From somewhere. He brought NFL experience with him. Older NFL experience.
And what you got to remember, because everybody will throw, well, what about Harbaugh in San Francisco? They went to the championship game. But look, Harbaugh also has knowledge of the National Football League. He was a player in the league. His brother coached in the league. So there is a sense of he knew the NFL landscape. You're bringing in someone like Shiano who doesn't know the NFL landscape, strictly college. So where are his coordinators going to come from? And he's totally going to have to rely on Dominic for these coordinators.
Yes.
So
and
you're not really
pro.
You're not really making the team. I don't see success happening here with Shiano.
Oh, no way.
Mostly because he's not going to have the pieces around him that, one, he's comfortable with, and, two, he actually knows.
So you've got a two-fisted problem. If I bring in NFL guys, I'm not going to know them.
Right.
And if I bring in my own guys, I can't trust them.
Right.
Okay, damned if you do and damned if you don't. Guess what? Bottom line is you're damned.
Yeah.
And it's I'm sorry for Buccaneers fans because it's going to be a long and bumpy road.
The reason I think
I hope
the
I'm
Bucs
wrong.
Needed to bring a Schottenheimer or someone with NFL head coaching experience is they have their own tree.
And,
they
well,
could
they
reach out and they could call. You
yes.
know, they could get
offensive
Steven, coordinator, defensive
minimally
coordinator.
Minimally the way that this works. For example, in the hiring of who we're going to talk about next with the Indianapolis Colts.
Chuck Pagano.
Pagano. Pagano worked for Belichick. So you know what Jim Irsay had the advantage of doing is picking up the phone, calling Bob Kraft, who they have each other on speed dial.
Yeah.
He calls Bob Kraft.
Moneyball. I know how that works.
Exactly. Good movie, nominated for Best Picture.
Get Kraft on the phone. 2 seconds
exactly.
later, he's holding on one.
Yeah, Kraft's holding on one. And you know what, Bob? I need 10 minutes. I know you're really busy right now, but I need 10 minutes of Bill's time. That would be Bill Belichick.
Right.
Because there's a guy that he formerly had worked with, and I'm considering him as a head coach. No problem. I'll make sure that happens by the end of the day. Thanks so much. Bye. Next thing you know, Bill Belichick is holding for you. Right. Bill, tell me about Pagano. I know that you guys worked together for a while. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Bill's a great guy. Hard worker. I think he would be an amazing asset to your team. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time. That's what Steven's talking about, and that is absolutely what happens.
Yes.
At the collegiate level, it's a totally different group of people generally.
Right.
The only ones who span this right now, you've got your Pete Carrolls who kind of span it, but he really isn't that ingrained in the NFL landscape still.
But
becoming
once again,
back in
yeah,
the family.
Once again, he had
He
NFL
came from
history.
Outside, and then he went to the collegiate, right. and now he's back in the NFL. It's hard to walk in multiple worlds.
Right.
It's very hard.
But going
And then the systems that they run are so different.
But the thing is, once you know those circles in the National Football League,
you know them forever.
You know them.
Forever.
It's Pete Carroll, yeah, he went to USC, but when he became the head coach of Seattle, it's not like he could go through his Rolodex and he could pick up and he could call anybody within the Patriots organization and they would talk to him.
Right.
And that's just, I don't know if these collegiate coaches, look, I think that's one of the reasons why Mike Spurrier didn't do well.
Oh, I know that's
why being a head coach in the National Football
League. What about Lane Kiffin?
I mean, another reason. Where is he? He's back in the coaching ranks.
He's
where's
back
Spurrier?
Back in the coaching ranks. Collegiate coaching ranks. And that's where they belong, because that's where they know people and that's what works for them.
So that's why I think a guy like Tressel didn't get the job at Indianapolis. And we'll head there now.
Chip Kelly didn't get the job in Tampa
Bay.
Well,
I think that was more Chip Kelly not wanting the job.
But from what I've heard, they were not at all ready to go in that direction. Once they realized what Chip would do, and yeah, the party line is that he was locked into the university ranks, and there's probably a lot of truth to that. But there's also a lot of truth. Speaking of truth, when the Pittsburgh Steelers fired their offensive coordinator,
yes,
I posted on Facebook, looks like he was pushed.
Yes.
I got crap from Steelers fans all over the place. You are a moron. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, you know what we have found out in the last 2 days? He says he was pushed.
Yeah.
Ta-da. 55-year-old men don't quit coaching to retire and spend more time with their families.
They basically told him they weren't going to, you know, renew his contract.
They had gone so far, and that was all I was going off of. This is so different than Pittsburgh Steelers football, what they've evolved into offensively.
Yeah.
They've become a throw-first team. That's not Steelers football. Ambassador Rooney, does he look any different every time we see him?
No.
No. And he's really, really old.
Yes.
And you know what he likes? Ground and pound. Ground and pound. That's Steelers football. Steelers football is not ever supposed to change. Well, guess what? It changed. And they haven't been as successful as they would like. Therefore, boom. There's been a mandate from somewhere that he's got to go. Whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant, but it doesn't add up when you say that a guy retires at the age 55 when he's in a very competitive, very demanding, very obsessive kind of profession like NFL coaching.
Would
I just want an apology.
I would, okay.
Not from you, because you didn't criticize me.
I was looking around to see who was going to apologize to you.
James, apologize to me.
James, apologize to Jeff. Just do it.
What? I knew it.
Give him an apology.
Kids these days.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ellis.
See?
You refuse?
Guess what, bro? You've gotten your last check.
Wow. I think.
But guess what, bro? He had gotten his last check. So I guess that's always the problem, is paying people too soon.
Well, there you go. You should.
Uh-oh. This just in. Mr. Brandon,
hello,
take that. I will continue.
Live.
And uh-oh, it's the kid.
Uh-oh, what's up?
What's up, kid?
We are.
As far as you know, you're on the air.
It. You're going on the air right now.
Come on, Trisha, join us, won't you?
You're on the air.
What's up, baby?
Okay.
How's my sis?
People.
So,
I was just saying,
let's
hey,
go.
Seeing what was going on.
We're recording
nothing.
A podcast.
We're bored.
We're bored out of our mind. We've got nothing to do.
The show sucks, so we really needed you to liven it up.
Tell me. Okay, Trish, here, since Jeff won't do it with me, will you preview the Pro Bowl with me?
Oh, goodness gracious.
You know, I'm going to go for a walk.
She's like, I did that once.
That was so 6 years ago.
Hun, come on.
There's a show out there in the ether somewhere where you and me did a Pro Bowl preview. Was it a Pro Bowl?
Yeah, I was on a cruise to Mexico.
That's right.
And I saw a second of it on the cruise.
Why don't you just pull that one up, interject some new names, and it'll all be good.
Wow.
Because that's how important it is, right, kid?
Man, I tell you.
It's all about the same.
The Ellises stick together. That is for
not,
sure.
Not with everything. Have you talked to mom today?
No.
Really? The people don't want to know if you talk to your mother.
She's not feeling well.
I usually talk to her on the way home, which is actually going to be in 20 minutes, Stephen Miranda.
Yes,
sweet.
I know. We're going to finish up the show here, and I'm going to go and do the things I need
to do.
Let's
go get a drink.
We got to go sign papers.
You can sign drunk. Something that says don't drink and sign. But you know, it's loan docs. How many signatures will you make?
About 60.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say over under 50, but yeah. I think it's over.
Okay.
Linda was wondering why it's going to take over half an hour to sign paper.
Hello, it's going to take more
totally
than 45 minutes. You need to explain how long it takes to write your name here 50 times to initial here another 30 times. And do not let your initial be a signing, because eventually all mine look the
in
same.
In case you all are wondering, I'm refinancing my
they
house.
They're on top of things. President Obama last night in his State of the Union address promised refinancing for everybody, and they're on it that fast.
Yes.
We're on it. We're signing paperwork today.
That fast. Now,
that fast.
Can't
we're
guarantee it'll be that fast.
$100 a month.
Yeah, woo!
Which is great. Cause,
party down.
You know.
But you know what's best is skipping that one loan payment. That 1 month off is
and
the
it's,
best.
And it's hitting us in a very good month.
And it's coming at the very perfect time.
Yes.
You saying that we're not rolling in it right now?
We're just saying. That's all.
So Trisha.
We're just saying is all.
I haven't heard your Super Bowl prediction, so go for it.
My Super Bowl prediction, Giants.
Okay.
Just like that? I mean, is there anything you would...
Well, that's what they made us do on Sky Sports. One word answer.
I've had a feeling since the Giants beat the Cowboys that the Giants have had the momentum swinging, and they're going to carry it all the way.
I tried to tell somebody!
And apparently your wife listened.
She's the only one who listened to me.
Well, you know what? If you have one person who listens to you, you're lucky.
And it's my wife,
no,
I'm
if you have
lucky
one person
guy.
Who listens, you're lucky.
Oh, period.
Yes.
All right. Although I've been hooked by the Super Bowl 46 trailer that I'm starting to wean a little towards the dark side.
Well, just they have some supernatural powers.
They do look very focused, although the last game, not so much.
Yeah. And Brady, I'm sorry, in the biggest games of his life, hasn't played since he's been a kid. He has not played bigger than the game, which is what you need at this time of year. Eli, he tends to. And it's made me crazy to say it, but it's true.
There you go.
Eli's looking better and better. And I may actually just get over his whole dorky thing altogether and just go, you know what? I like this guy. What are you going to do? Now, he still won't care about me, but it'll make me feel better to know that I'm being honest.
All right.
Thanks,
man.
Trisha.
Trisha, we'll see you later.
I think she left already.
She might have.
I think she drove by Dodger Stadium.
Oh, my phone just died. Just like
here,
that.
Here, get power from me.
Well, it's not going to turn it back on if it
no,
dies.
No, I'm not looking to get
dies.
Back in the call. I'm saying you actually have bigger calls that you're potentially waiting for.
Yes, that I'm going to need to answer.
So you need power for that. So anyways, we want to thank Trisha for joining us.
Yeah, I do need to start rolling up.
Hi, here. I'm Bill Parcells, head coach of the
he didn't say it.
Good, because
he does
not.
Say this. Oh, where's my too stupid?
I can't put anything in their hands. We're too stupid.
If you watch today's fix for any other reason, do it for this. There's a shaved cat that makes an appearance.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So I was trying to find a clever line of what
no,
I would.
No, don't tell them. They got to go watch the fix.
Well, they have to watch the fix to see the photo.
Well, that's true.
And the photo that Steven came up with was outrageous. And so I'm trying to think of what you'd rather do than watch the Pro Bowl. And I come up with, you know, change the oil in your car. You know, walk the dog, potentially get there's new medical tourism. And some people have seen this ad campaign that encourages you to get a colonoscopy in Manhattan. Go take it a Broadway show and then go get a colonoscopy. So I'm like, maybe a colonoscopy. And then finally it came to me right as we were recording. I've got to go shave my cat. And so what does Steven do? He runs out to Google Images and looks up shave cats and comes up with some of the scariest things you'll ever see in your life. And if you want a good laugh, you need to look at today's fix, but I say you look at it because of the real fake Bill Belichick. I think I did okay.
Okay.
I haven't gotten any positive feedback from you at all. And you'll say, but I haven't given you any negative feedback. No, but positive and negative aren't just – did you like my Belichick at all?
What do you mean did I like the Belichick?
Did you feel like I got into his character at all?
First of all, I don't like the real Bill Belichick. I'm not sure I'm going to like a fake Bill Belichick.
Did I capture the essence of the man? James says yes. I captured and wow.
Which all the reason for me not to like it.
And we know that James won't patronize me because
no,
he won't even apologize unless he has a really good
you
reason.
You need to just apologize and just get over it. It's nothing you did.
It
okay?
has nothing to do
How
with
about
you.
That? It has nothing to do with you. He just needs an apology. So will you say I'm sorry, Mr. Ellis?
The bottom of my heart, Mr. Ellis, I'm truly sorry.
See? You got your apology.
That was nice.
Yes.
Now, if just I get one Steelers fan to say that, I'd feel okay. But I know that James doesn't even know about the whole situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Doesn't.
And just, you know, yeah. But anyway, Steelers fans, I'm not hating on your team if I'm pointing out that I think that somebody was pushed. I'm just making an observation. I don't hate anybody will most.
No, Irsay called out Peyton Manning.
Well, he's supposed to be calling him. He's not supposed to be calling him out.
He called him out because, you know, obviously we reported on it and a lot of people have reported on
Gregson insists that Irsay is going to be handling this entire right. Peyton Manning thing.
And basically he criticized Peyton for, you know, the way he's painted the Colts. He said, don't put the horseshoe in a bad light.
Horseshoes are lucky.
The horseshoe, you know, that's the
Colts logo. Yes. I'm like, boy, horseshoes are lucky. Unless they're upside down, yes. Then all the luck runs yes. out.
He said, Irsay said Manning should have kept his issues with the Colts front office in the house.
Yeah, okay. Can I respond for Peyton?
Yes.
I would have kept him in house, but there's nobody there I know.
Well, there you go.
Every time I go in there, there's just people cleaning out their desks.
I am sadly,
guys that I know show up and their keys don't
sadly
work.
Sadly coming to the sad realization that he will.
He's being pushed out. Speaking of pushing, he's being pushed out. And it's going to be on him because, and I'm not mad at Irsay.
It's not going to be on him. Irsay's basically just going to say, we're not paying you your bonus.
No.
They're going to release him.
No. Then he's a bad guy because he released Peyton Manning. What you do is you release everybody that he knows and that he cares about. And then you say, Peyton, it's time for – we need to restructure your deal because you're not ready to pass medical yet.
Yeah.
And Peyton's going to say, I'm not restructuring my deal. You've gone and fired everybody I know. So you won't restructure your deal because we cannot have you back if you won't restructure your deal. I'm not restructuring my deal. Well, damn
it. At the end of the day, whether he restructures his deal or not, they will have to cut him or release him if they don't pay him
and
his
here's
money.
How he's going to spend.
Because you know what Peyton – you know if I were Peyton? Go ahead. Let me be Peyton for a second. You'll be like – you know what? There's been many owners who say that they don't like to renegotiate a player's contracts until it comes to full term.
This is a totally different
situation.
So
I'm not going to restructure my contract.
It's a totally different situation.
No, it is. It's the same thing. It's the same. If the owners can do it, Peyton Manning can do it too. And then if they fire him.
He has had a great relationship with Jim Irsay.
What do you think? Peyton's going to quit?
This is the point. He's not, and they're going to release him. However, here's how Jim Irsay gets to spin it.
He didn't get to spin it anyway. You release Peyton Manning. I don't care what you say.
Here's how he gets to spin it.
Okay.
Whether anyone eats what he's spinning is a whole other thing.
Yes.
And I do want to know who's smoking cigarettes close by because it's irritating.
James, is the door open? Is the door open? Can you close it, please?
The smoking zone is interfering of the cave.
All right, we got to wrap it up here, bud. I got to
Irsay, he's got a good relationship with Irsay. But Irsay ultimately gets to spin it this way. After long and lengthy negotiation with Peyton Manning and his people, I have reached the conclusion that Peyton is not comfortable restructuring his deal. And Peyton's made it very clear that he won't. And because we do not know where he's at physically, I'm not comfortable paying him that money, and so we're offering him his unconditional release. And that's how it, and then what you say is, look, Peyton wouldn't play ball. That's how you then get to spin it after you make that official statement. We wanted to keep Peyton. We would have been happy to pay him that $28 million if he could have passed the physical. But he wouldn't give us the time to find out if he could pass the physical. So we had no release, no choice but to release him. That is how this is going to – I mark my words. That is going how this is going to play out.
Okay.
And it's too bad.
He'll still be the guy that released Peyton Manning.
Absolutely. But when you ask him about it, he will say the other.
All right, people, we've got to get going out here. More.
We've got a lot of packing to do.
Yes.
We've got 50-pound weight limitations on our bags, and we've got a lot of equipment to put in just so many bags before we have to pay another $50, $60 per bag thanks to Delta Airlines.
Twitter handle, at NFLR&R, Facebook. You can find us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NFL Rants and Raves, all spelled out. We're going to have some good stuff for you from Indianapolis.
So,
we'll start
and then just get
next
if
Monday.
If you've got a Droid or you got an iPhone, get the Facebook app. It's really handy.
Yeah,
and when we put something, you can actually say push out notifications. And you'll see stuff just coming to your phone. It's really simple. And you can do the same thing with TweetDeck is a great app for Twitter. There's a Twitter application now built into the iPhone, so it's really easy. And you can say, yeah, I want to follow these people. I want to follow NFL Rants and Raves. And when they put something out at the Super Bowl, I want you to notify me on my phone. And it'll just tell you in your notification center. And then you can go and you can look at the fun videos and things. Okay? We know we're asking a lot of you people. We're asking you to change some of your habits. But that's what we need. And we would be grateful.
Yes, we would. And that's all the time we've got, Jeffrey.
Next time we come to you, we'll be from Indianapolis, Indiana, where the weather forecast, Stephen, is downright dull.
What do you mean
low
dull?
40s and partly sunny skies.
Low 50s? Can you make it low 50s?
Dude, it's the middle.
Low 50s.
It's going to be the first week of February, and we're going to be in the middle of freaking America.
I need to go buy socks and stuff. All right, I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
It's going to be cold. I don't care what you say. Any way you try to spin it, it's going to be cold.
Last year in Dallas was cold.
That was beautiful.
It was never
cold when it's snowing. It's afterwards
it
when it's cold.
It didn't snow very much. It only snowed at night ice storm. It was 9.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
And I've already said my name.
We'll see you later then,
Bye.
Nameless man.
Hi, I'm Bill Parcells, head coach.